And now comes the flashback. That's a flashback to January 29th, 2004. Previously unrecorded, at least not available on the Huff website. That's where my old archives are kept, or the old archives of my shows, of the Bathrobes Pierre's Broadsides shows. But I'm working on putting the 2004 shows up, and I ran across this one, which I think kind of adds some color and sound to the broadcast, and it has its contemporary parallels, even though it's 16 years old. We got Strummin' Uncle Joe and Jason Pascal, who are Strummin' Uncle Joe is still around. He's still playing music, along with Cooper and Russell and a whole bunch of folks. I'm not sure if they're out there during the COVID crisis so much. Sometimes, perhaps. But you used to find them in front of the Palomar Hotel, and they'll probably reappear there again once the scene gets a little more frisky, which may be happening even now. There's Jason Pascal, as I mentioned, the African-American spiritualist, rapper, street speaker, who was a particular target of one of our least favorite officers, Sergeant Butchie Sticky Fingers Baker, who you, if you're a regular listener to the show, last Sunday we had a long flashback to 1992, where Baker was officially under investigation by the Santa Cruz City Council for assaults or inappropriate touching, I guess it's battery rather than assaults, of nine women, which actually prompted the formation of the weak but at times hopeful Citizens Police Review Commission, or board, which only survived for about 8 or 9 years during the 90s and was quickly euthanized when it became interested in real issues like racial profiling, use of force, inappropriate police procedures in handling complaints, and other abuses, which now are again, hopefully, under real focus if people stop chatting at the city council and actually start banging at the city council. There might be some action taken, or if they hit the streets and go directly to the individual power brokers behind the city council. That's been my belief. There was also, we're going to be listening to Cosmic Chris, who is a musician who died. Some say inadequate medical care. Some say because the police seized his vehicle and put him in positions where he became more and more desperate and more and more vulnerable. Mike True, another street performer who is now broadcasting from, or I should say podcasting from, or writing from New Orleans, which is one of the centers of the pandemic, according to, I guess it's Amy Goodman on Democracy Now. He was actually arrested by Baker and won a lawsuit and some money from one of Baker's false arrests for giving away his music for donation on Pacific Avenue. Then we're going to look at the One Dance Summit protest of January of 2004. That's a bunch of folks who came to town, I guess, with Richard Oxman. Do I have his name right? I hope so. Who organized a bunch of rather distinguished lefties like Michael Parenti and others who gathered at a church on the hill for 3 days and talked about national and local issues and then held a protest at City Hall around the sleeping ban. It wasn't as long or as intense or as civil disobedience as some of us would have hoped, but I was arrested and taken to jail for whispering. And you're not going to actually hear the immediate audio around that, which you can actually follow this case more closely if you go to the Huff website in the next few weeks, and you'll see, or you'll be able to hear the follow-up stuff, which you can listen to in subsequent shows that I put up. And it's kind of telling. Scott Kennedy was a a mayor who began in a very liberal way as the co-founder of the Resource Center for Nonviolence and entered politics and became increasingly reactionary, particularly regarding police and homeless folks. At the same time, desperate to maintain his own sense of self-identity as a liberal progressive humanitarian guy. And this is not at all unusual, I don't think. And you're also going to hear activist Steve Argue. As we describe the Homeless Lack of Services Center, which is now, I guess, Housing Mutters, or Housing Matters, as they call themselves, out at 115 Coral Street, denying a couple shelter. Discussion of decorum at City Council. You'll hear the voice of, again, another person who's died, Bashful Bernard Klitzner, Baker and Cosmic Chris. Number of folks have died. Of course, it's many years later now. Then we hear street voices and songs, Daniel Johnson on the shamisen, Japanese instrument, and some colleagues of his, Kevin Metz, Alpha, and I think it's Baby Glee, or maybe it's Baby Alpha, I'm not sure which. And then Dan with a Native American flute, and that wraps it up, plus my endless commentary about what's going on then. And yeah, that's it. Enjoy it. And again, if you have yourself anything to report about questionable doings against police, but against mostly homeless people, poor people, musicians, police seem to have their own way of defending themselves. Though maybe the people are also taking up unarmed but angry self-defense these days, and that's a good thing. Give a call to 423-HUFF, 423-HUFF, 423-4833, which is the number for Homeless United for Friendship and Freedom. We should be holding another meeting next Wednesday, either at the Front and Laurel Food Not Bombs food station, probably starting at, it's going to be hot, so I'll tentatively say we show up at 1:30, although that's, again, well, weather is kind of goes back and forth these days. It's really weird. But we'll see. They may be opening up the Sub Rosa Cafe where we've been meeting in the past, which is at 7:03 Pacific. So we'll see if that comes down. In the meantime, enjoy from where you are or where you're going or where you're. Don't let yourself be deterred from engaging in protests, peaceful protests that are really probably more important now than at any time in the past because of the fact that people on this issue of police misconduct are really coming together and asserting some truths that may, I say, if people are persistent enough, lead to some action. I don't mean voting in November, folks. I mean voting with your feet and your voices now. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.